This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. Andy Strickland, Charles Toon Edwards. Chuck Marlowe will be here at 11. Dan Caesar with his media views, the year in review. Pictures of the following, and you give me quick reactions when you see their face, when you see their picture. Tiger Woods at Belle Reve. How do you, when you hear that thought, what do you think?
Ecstatic. What a happy sports day for me in 2018.
Maybe the best single moment in St. Louis sports.
It was this year.
Because let's face it, there's not a whole lot.
One of the greatest events I've ever been to, and one of the most unbelievable sporting events to ever come to St. Louis, ever. Yeah. And it was because of him. It was because of Tiger. If Tiger wasn't in it, we wouldn't be saying that.
Yeah. He didn't have to win. He had to star in it, which he did. Mm-hmm. No one will ever forget him walking up the steps and looking back at the crowd who wouldn't stop cheering.
No.
I like the way the city treated and took care of this entire event. I really did.
All right. Who are you pointing at?
Somebody was trying to get in the door. Mm.
Okay, next up, Bob Costas.
Still the best. You guys draw the best out of him, the best.
He sets the standard for broadcasting. He is the best, and he is certainly. Frank Cusimano has a fat head of Bob Costas in his room, I think, on the wall.
Yeah, he's got a man crush on him. Bob, New Year's Eve, either go out with Monique or you want to meet at the Chase Park Plaza.
Well, here's one good Costa story. When I was had graduated from UMSL and was still interning at Channel 5 and couldn't get a job, Bob said, why don't you come up to New York? You can hang out for a couple of days, see some games. So I went up there. And we went out to dinner with, like, remember the guy that did Talking Baseball, Terry Cashman, Talking Baseball?
Oh, yeah.
And then Pete Axthelm from Newsweek, who was the big guy on NBC at the time and all stuff. So we went out to dinner one night, and we went to this real elegant restaurant, and I ordered a dessert, and I ordered milk with the dessert. So
milk?
E in his milk. It's milk.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you do have that when you have a dessert, right?
Right.
Okay. So sometimes. I had this big glass, and while I'm drinking it, I took a big swallow, and then I put it down, and I noticed there was stuff inside.
Ew.
Oh.
And it was too late because it's already down. So we go back to his house afterwards, and he's got this humongous place. He's in one side of his condo. I'm in the other, and I'm throwing up. For at least like 2 hours and trying to be as quiet as possible because you don't want to let Bob to know I'm throwing up.
A little punk in his house.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
You know, that is a fantastic story. The fact that he would invite you out there. Listen, and we've all had interactions.
You guys have been very close for a long time.
And we've had all had interactions. About. He is truly, I mean, we are fortunate to have him from St. Louis. I give you trouble about it, whatever. He does set the standard for broadcasting, but that's why you shouldn't drink cow's milk. That's what I took out of that story. You should not drink cow's milk. You need to switch to almond milk, maybe a little rice milk.
I'm into almond milk.
Every
now.
Day I drink
milk. Cow's milk is terrible, man.
Terrible
that
for
is for cows.
And then the next
one. It came out of an animal's body,
man. Cow's milk is for cows. It's for baby cows.
The next picture is Joe Buck.
Not for humans.
What's your reaction?
Just a down-to-earth human being. Reminds me a lot of his father.
Joe Cool. I like Joe, man.
Has he ever not been great in the booth? Have you ever? No. I mean, just it's amazing how many games we've seen him do from football to basketball, even to golf.
Mm-hmm. He has
he's never not great.
Aspect to the game of football. I mean, he really does. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's in the first quarter or the fourth quarter. Personal aspect.
No, he and Troy Aikman have great chemistry. But, you know, he's still very much in tune with what's going on here. He watches every Blues game. I mean, every game.
Really?
And when he's in town and he can get down there, he's down there more than people realize. But he is, again, man, I mean, he's the gold standard.
The Buck family is just damn good people anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All of them are good.
Mm-hmm.
How about who would you rather have? Who would you rather listen to? His analyst, Troy Aikman, or Al Michaels' analyst, Chris Collinsworth?
Oh, Troy Aikman.
I actually like Collinsworth. I don't think Aikman.
I like Collinsworth has that Bill Walton in him somewhat.
Yeah, he's got a little.
Yeah, he got a little like that.
Yeah. How about you? Do you like Aikman or Collinsworth?
I never really thought of it that way because you know what? Here's the way I look at it. Would you like Collinsworth as much as if he was with Joe? And would you like Aikman as much if he was with us? See, I think.
I'd rather listen to Collinsworth.
I like Collinsworth.
I think Al Michaels is so good that he. The broadcast is that good because, I mean, listen, I think Collinsworth is good. He's probably a little better, slightly better than Troy Aikman.
But overall, I hate to change the subject.
But Troy Aikman Bill won three
Bill
Super Bowls,
Bill Walton's my guy.
For Troy Aikman won three. There's something about the credibility of a champion in the specific sport they're analyzing and a guy who's done it and who's had a great career. And Troy Aikman trumps, to use your word there, Charlie, Chris Collinsworth in that department.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Charlie's going to join us when we come back. The Bomarito Automotive family sponsors the show content of this program. Bomarito has been around for a long time.
I was with John Bomarito last night, by the way.
At a hockey event?
Yeah, he came by the studio. Great guy. Happy holidays to the entire Bomarito family. There were like seven Bomaritos in studio with us.
Very nice. Yeah. They sponsor everything from the Blues hockey to the Bomarito 500 to high school sports in the St. Louis area. They're all over St. Louis. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. And the Gatesworth, finest in senior living, looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa. We recommend it. One McKnight Place, 170 in Del Mar. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The facilities are spectacular. Nobody does senior living like the Gatesworth. We'll be right back.